mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
I can't decide if this development yesterday at Green Bay Packers minicamp has more to do with the player or more to do with the position. So yesterday, wide receiver Bo Melton, was taking snaps at cornerback. Chewy, your initial reaction to that news was not good.
No, I've seen it happen before. It's basically, you're not making this team as a receiver. Let's try you at defensive back.
Something else.
Which might get them a year. I mean, they might try the experiment. Because they normally ask the player. And players, most of them aren't dumb. They know when they do something like that. It's rarely a good thing. How many times you've seen a player move from his primary position to one he's really never played before? Doesn't normally work out, but they might give him a year.
And never played before.
Yeah.
Right? This isn't like, I don't know. I didn't go far. I didn't go back to middle school, right?
Yeah.
The best case you can make is his brother, Max Melton, is a cornerback.
Oh, so maybe it's rubbed off on him.
Yeah. You know? Osmosis, something like that.
But my guess is they'll give him a year on the practice squad or something like that, or bounce him around a little bit to see if that experiment would work, but...
And I guess I just look at this as they love him on special teams. They just drafted two wide receivers.
Yeah.
They kept six on the opening day roster last year. Okay. So is he going to make it this time around? Doesn't seem like it. But they like him on special teams. So maybe we can throw something against the wall and it sticks and we can keep you on the roster because you can't just keep him as a special team.
Well, and Matt LaFleur noted that he tackles well on special teams. So they decided to look and see what he could do
on
defense.
Sure, that translates. Yeah.
And I was also thinking, like, Well, that's good. Chewy yesterday said he doesn't really care if the quarterbacks can tackle.
Not so much.
So this to you feels like a step before the cut, a step before the, sorry, it's not going to work out? Or is that going too far?
The only one I remember, and I think I told it last week, was Kyle Wackholz, who was a quarterback out of USC. Clearly wasn't going to make the roster, and Holmgren, I think he asked him, hey, you want to try tight end? And he said, sure. And then Holmgren gave him a, because Holmgren was a USC guy. Mm-hmm. He's quarterback at USC. So he gave him a year of cash on the practice squad, and that was eventually it. But who's the six? So it'll be Reed, Golden, Dobbs, Williams, Wicks, Hardman,
Heath.
And then you got Watson.
Yeah, so Watson's not going to be...
Watson will be on PUP.
Yeah, Watson will be on whatever list he needs to be on at the beginning of the year. He won't be on the initial 53.
The numbers don't work there for him.
Yeah, so the six last year were Dobbs, Watson, Reed, Wicks, Heath, and Melton. So you subtract Watson from there, and you go, okay, if you're going to keep six, well, one of those guys still has to be an odd man out. And then, by the way, one of them is probably going to be out later in the season when Watson comes back, too.
What would you do? Would you ask to be released? Or would you... attempt to make the transition to quarterback?
He's going to attempt to make this roster.
Yeah. I think your best chance at continuing your NFL career is with the team you're currently on.
When you're
a borderline roster special teamer like Bo Melton is.
This one just popped into my head, and you guys, Montgomery. Remember Ty Montgomery was a receiver and they moved him to running back?
Yeah, but at least that was the same side of the ball.
No, I know. But typically they ask you, they just don't move you.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't a lot of it also like, we like your work ethic, we like the way you are on the locker room?
Which is what everyone says about Bo Melton.
You're a good person to have around, you set a good example for your teammates, maybe you're good at this. He's athletic enough.
Yeah.
It's
just, can he make that transition in the time for him to justify?
Can he make the transition in 3 months?
Right.
It's basically the question
we're
asking.
But I will tell you this, outside of quarterback, cornerback is the second toughest position to play on the field.
Well, right, but we also discussed yesterday how it's also not the most
you said
glaring.
Tight end was the most second hardest.
Oh, right, but we need
that change.
That was obvious.
That was that
baloney?
Is that just
that's 2B?
Or in your case, not to be, yeah, as so often happens. We talked yesterday about the cornerback depth, and I think that this plays into it a little bit. I don't want to look at Bo Melton taking snaps at cornerback as a complete indictment of where the cornerback position is, but I also don't think you can ignore it. If the Packers were wholly satisfied with who they have in those spots, I don't know that they're throwing Bo Melton out there even to take a few snaps. I think it's like, no, we want Nate Hobbs taking as many snaps as possible. No, we want Keyshawn Nixon taking as many snaps as possible. And I know that in minicamp, there's a lot of snaps to go around. But I do want to get some sound from yesterday, and I want to hear Jordan Love talking about the three guys that they have at cornerback. You guys haven't heard this yet, so I want you to react in real time to the way that Jordan Love assesses the guys they have at cornerback with the departure of Jaire Alexander.
Yeah, I think the great thing about it is all those guys have a lot of playing time. You know, they've played in this league. They have experience. Keyshawn being versatile, you know, playing nickel, being able to go out and play corner last year, making that move a little bit. So he's a guy that we know we're going to get out of Keyshawn. He's reliable. And I think the more reps he gets at corner, the better he's going to be. And then Carrington, I mean, he's really came on the scene for himself, making a name for himself. So, you know, the sky's the limit for him as well. He's going to keep doing great things. And then bringing a guy like Nate Hobbs in, who's got experience as well. And we'll see what he ends up doing, whether it's nickel or corner. But he looks good so far. You know, he's a very physical corner, nickel, whatever they put him at. But, you know, I think the more we get around him, the more we keep seeing him. You know, the first start I've seen, he looks pretty good. So we got a good DB room. It'll be interesting to see the more we get into training camp exactly how that, you know, kind of position group pans out, who will be where. But I got confidence in all those guys. They all got playing time as well.
I mean, he's got to say something nice. He's not going to say anything negative. But they do have three guys that can play. I don't think they're Pro Bowl players.
Work in progress is
work in progress. The problem is depth. I mean, if you have an injury, I mean, we saw what happened to the offensive line last year. All of a sudden, you get two guys that go down in a playoff game, and those guys are terrible. Game's over. You know, you lose two of these guys, and it's matched with this defensive line, and it's like, oh.
Again, I don't know how many teams actually do have depth at this position, though.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's a, you know, yeah.
We don't even know if we have depth.
If any team out there that has Super Bowl aspirations or playoff aspirations suffers injuries to two of their top three corners, as good as the wide receivers are in this league from top to bottom, yeah, that team's probably cooked.
That's how you get Ladarius Gunter covering Julio Jones in the NFC Championship.
But what did Stokes cost?
Nothing.
I mean, Stokes could play. He wasn't great.
Hold on. Are you fixing your mouth to advocate?
No, I'm saying Stokes.
For Eric Stokes?
As the fourth corner, yes.
You think he's better than any random guy off the street?
Not at pass deflecting, but
wait, is that
that's so interesting that you remember that detail about yeah. Eric Stokes?
It's an important yeah. part it, of playing the
it
position,
is. Maybe
breaking,
the most.
Breaking up passes, yes. right?
I'm not saying as a starter, I'm just saying in the bullpen.
He didn't have one accidentally hit his helmet.
I think any conversation about depth is totally misguided. I think it's do you have the top end guy and you don't.
Well, okay,
and that's what happened with Jaire.
I want to be clear on this, guys. Again, I thought it was so interesting. First of all, Jordan Love is not an effusive guy. You listen to any one of his press conferences, it's a short answer, and he repeats the short answer, and then he repeats the short answer again, okay? That's just how he handles these press conferences. It's how he handles the inquiries about the team. But he was sort of effusive about this, right? Maybe it's because there were three guys, and he wanted to give all of them equal time. But would it have been so much to ask that the quarterback of the team says, for any of the cornerbacks that he is referencing, he's great. We feel like we go out there with him and he gives us a chance to win. The best thing that Jordan said about these corners, guys, was we know what we're going to get. The more reps he gets, the better he's going to be. They all have playing time and experience. And that's where I was like, okay, well, yeah, I guess that's good. We're glad that they have experience, but I would have liked for one of them to be like, man, he's a dog. Man, do we feel good running blank. I don't even care which one it is. I don't even care which one of the cornerbacks it is, Joshy. Tell me one of them.
Well, aren't we the anti-Gush? Romeo
yes.
Dobbs and it's triple cover him.
Yes.
So we have to find the fine line of, like, I think he's telling it as it is.
Exactly. And I want him to tell it as it is, but this is more of, this is where this position is right now. That's what I'm getting at. It's not, I want Jordan Love to lie to me. It's, if this is what Jordan Love is saying about these guys, I think we should listen and say, it's a work in progress. Gabe, I think this position is a work in progress. And what I'm hearing from Jordan Love when he talks about the corners is, we need him to grow. We need him to progress.
Well, I mean, especially, I would say Carrington, because he's the youngest of the group. But, I mean, Keyshawn has risen to the occasion every time the Packers have asked him to. I feel pretty good about Keyshawn Nixon being out there. I feel like I trust Keyshawn Nixon at this point. Yeah, is he going to be a Pro Bowler? Probably not. But he's going to be assignment sound. He's going to be solid. He's not going to get lost out there. And a lot of times when you're playing as much zone as the Packers did last year, and I'm assuming they're going to play as much this year, like, that's what you need. You need guys that you know are going to be in the right spots and don't have those blown coverage.
I just look at the gauntlet of receivers, though, especially when you start facing good teams.
Getting Amon-Ra last year, 5 catches, 43 yards against the Packers without Jair. Justin Jefferson, 5 for 90.
You think that happens again with both of them?
I mean, those are good. Like, I don't think that they're just going to go out there and have 200 yards receiving. No, I don't. Like, this team was this. If we felt good enough about this team going into the playoffs last year, you shouldn't feel any different because they're actually better at this position going into the playoffs last year. Right now, they're better right now than they were going into the playoffs because they subtracted Eric Stokes and they added Nate Hobbs, who's objectively a better.
Healthy.
They're objectively right now they are healthy.
Yeah.
So right now they are better than they were going into the postseason last year.
Like I said, they'll be fine against average teams, but they have to have their biggest win last year. Biggest win. You remember what their biggest win was? And they were without Nico Collins.
Yeah, it was against Houston.
That's it.
Yeah, no, look.
You got to beat good teams.
Yeah,
well, and you know what good teams have? You know what good teams have?
I mean, you're going to have to beat good teams to be a playoff team this year, too. Like, in order to be a, because the schedule's just that stacked.
Yeah.
You know, they were 10-1 against non-divisional opponents last year.
Sure.
10-1.
Yeah.
That ain't happening again.
No.
You're going to have to be better against the division, and all three teams in the division have good receivers.
Yes.
But I have confidence in Jeff Hafley that he's going to be able to get the job done. But, I mean, is this group going to do what Jair did a couple years ago against Jefferson, holding the one catch for 15 yards? No. But they can be good enough. There just still has to be growth in other positions.
God, just depth scares me. Just scares me.
And I wonder how many positions, guys, the Packers can be quote unquote good enough at in order to reach the heights that we hope that this team and franchise will reach. Right? If we start going along position by position, how many can they be good enough at? Or maybe to make it more palatable, how many can you afford to be quote unquote good enough at and still be a championship caliber team? Is it 3? Can you be good enough? And I think we all understand what that entails.
Yeah.
At a position and still be a championship team. 3 positions?
Yeah,
cornerback, defensive line. And again, I'm going to say, like, probably has got to be on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Good enough, maybe you extend it to special teams.
There's still growth that certainly needs to happen in order for them to be. Because, look, you're not going to have superstars at every level. You just can't. You just can't do it.
I'd take 5 superstars, actually.
Yeah, but you're just not going to have superstars at every level in every position group. It's just not. So you are going to have some groups that fall to more of that, you know, league average spot. But in order for that cornerback position to be league average and you still be able to, you need growth out of the wide receivers, out of Jordan Love, out of the defensive line, out of the 2 young safeties that you had so much promise for last year in Buller. Like, there's still a lot of growth that has to happen around them. And I would just say, I think there's better opportunities in other positions to have those stars grow there versus the cornerback.
But when we always talk about the tandem of the defensive line and the cornerbacks and how much one unit affects the other, right now it feels like we are hoping that they are good on the defensive line, good enough at the cornerbacks. So are we sort of expecting that middle unit, the linebackers, to just ball out? And they could. Joshy's back there nodding because they do have
that's
some...
That's the strength, probably.
They do have some talent there that we think will continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the strength of this team. And I would say the safeties, but safeties, they can't do what they want to do with them because of the deficiency in the defensive line. You got to be careful, you know? I mean, if they're only having 3 seconds to throw the ball, yeah, then you can bring the safety up and do things. But if they got five, I mean, you're leaving guys on an island.
Yeah, I mean, but that's true of anybody. Outside of like Deion, right? Like,
sure.
You know, you throw any cornerback out there for 6 seconds and best of luck to you.
Yeah.
On a down-to-down basis. Like, they were 13th. They were 13th against the pass last year.
Like, I would trade Xavier McKinney for a stud D-lineman. I just would.
I don't think Jeff Hafley would.
Different philosophy. Ron always said D-line and corners. You know?
And yet he had a Hall of Fame safety.
He did. Because he had a hell of a defensive line. Didn't have to blitz a lot. You know? So we'll see. Hey, we'll know early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be tested. Yeah, we'll be without tested. A doubt. Those first two games. You're going to be tested by two offenses that were in the NFC Championship game a year ago.
Yeah. I mean, the downfall will be the D-line and the receivers. That'll be the downfall.
So let me get to this comment from our friend Ron in the Key. Make the math make sense to me. You guys agree with me that the D-line is bad, that the corners aren't good, and the receivers aren't good. How do we get to 13
wins? Not saying I did
want to put the caveat. Yeah. I feel like Ron sort of went, not he skewed good. More
the,
negative.
The corners, yeah, the corners are good. It's not great.
Hold on. Yes. Did Ron hear something other than what we actually said?
It appears to be that way, yes.
Oh.
It appears that he heard us agreeing with whatever point he wanted to make.
That's new for him.
You guys are so mean to Ron.
Sure.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out the obvious. Which
we know
is,
he can take it.
Which is a little mean. A little jabby jab.
Is it? If it's the truth, how mean is it, though?
I want to get to our Yonsense of the day right after this. We got some Yonsense. We'll dig into it. And then we have Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs, who's going to join us in studio as he does so often. Great to see Justin. We'll talk to him as the show rolls on. Gabe?
You don't need a private party or fancy credentials to play golf inside of American Family Field, because X-Golf is open to the public every Brewers home game. Big debut tomorrow night. Maybe you go up to X-Golf. That's right. Whether you're a walk-up or planned ahead, you can tee off in a high-tech golf simulator with a perfect view of the field. And the simulators, well, they're fantastic. It's where I go to play my golf over the winter. It's great to check out because each seat has table service. The vibes, immaculate food, drinks, big swings, all without missing a pitch. So book your next game day round at X-Golf inside American Family Field. Open to the public 7 days a week.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. You all right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
She got right up to me, took out a Glock and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Milwaukee just got hotter, announcing the buys of summer. At Ewald Automotive Group, get the lowest prices guaranteed on new vehicles. Ewald will beat your best price by $500, or they'll pay you $500 cash guaranteed. With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect ride for you and your family. 11 brands, 10 locations, one easy experience. It's always been easy for me dealing with our friends over at Ewald. So don't miss out on the Ewald Buys of Summer sales event going on right now. See dealer details, expires month end. It all starts at ewaldauto.com.
So I've never felt more like Hansel and Gretel. Chew, you remember Hansel and Gretel?
Yes.
A little children's story, right? The little kids, yeah. They're following the breadcrumbs, if you will. Now, there was a part of the story where they get thrown in the oven by the evil witch.
You should have made him try and parse it out.
Have him tell the story.
Yeah. Were there cookies involved or something?
I think a gingerbread house.
Gingerbread, there we go. That's close.
Right? Or a
75%.
House. The kids started eating her house, what I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while. But either way, the breadcrumbs was a big part of it. They were following breadcrumbs or candy crumbs or some sort of crumbs through the woods to try to get to their destination. And that's how I feel following this Giannis Antetokounmpo story. Obviously, we're in Milwaukee. Obviously, it is going to be something that people are very interested in, very intrigued by, want to know the details, want to know the updates. And here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and on ESPN Milwaukee, we are calling this hunt, this search, well, Yonsense. Take a listen.
Enough with this Yonsense.
It would be front office malpractice. Whether or not Giannis blesses this or not, to not go out and aggressively pursue a trade.
Mobley for Giannis, straight up. What do you think? Call it in right now.
Done.
You're done if you're Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think it's a great trade.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the season of Giannsense.
It really is. So yesterday, I sent you guys this tweet that said, "Breaking news, Giannis Antetokounmpo has confirmed his plans to stay with the Milwaukee Bucks. In a recent interview with EuroHoops.net, Giannis expressed how he hopes to get back to the NBA Finals with Milwaukee." And I was like, oh my goodness. I sent it over to you guys, and you guys were like, yeah, pump the brakes. We're not sure how much validity there is to this. We're translating stuff from Portuguese to English, trying to understand, Gabe.
So the fun part is the tweet you sent us was aggregated from EuroHoops.net, who didn't even do the interview. So that aggregation was an aggregation from somebody else who aggregated it after a translation from Greek to Portuguese back to English.
Yeah.
And I tried to go through the list of tweets that the Brazil interview was done on. It's not a website. It was just a list of tweets. It was just a chain of tweets. And I did not find that quote anywhere. So I have no idea what EuroHoops.net was trying to do, but I do find it telling that EuroHoops.net was the only one that was running with it instead of Shams, Eric Name, somebody of that ilk, Brian Windhorst's. Guys that are, you know, pretty connected in the NBA space.
So then I guess Brian Windhorst also spoke recently, and Brian Windhorst was saying, look, the Bucks have no plans to trade Giannis. Giannis hasn't asked for a trade. And that has sort of snowballed into the conversation that I was watching occur on Get Up this morning when they started the show saying, is Giannis right to stay with the Bucks? Operating from a position of, they feel like this, and I don't want to say foregone conclusion, but it seems like they are saying, is this the right decision for Giannis to stay with the Bucks? So there at least is a perception that Giannis is staying with the Bucks that they are discussing this morning.
Yeah, CBS Sports, Sam Quinn, earlier this week had a report saying that teams around the league are operating as if Giannis is going to be staying in Milwaukee. That is how they are currently operating right now. Yeah, not that anybody knows anything, but...
So if this was to happen, when would it have to happen by? When does it heat up?
I would think it would heat up before the draft.
Which is?
End of the month.
Okay.
Because but it doesn't have to. Like, Dame Lillard got traded at the beginning of training camp in October to the Bucks.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think there's necessarily a firm deadline. It's... whenever Giannis and the Bucks actually get together and talk.
Doesn't sound like there's no rush.
Yeah, if you haven't had this meeting, my guess is the Bucks feel pretty confident that he's going to be sticking around.
Okay, so then Giannis and his entire family are in Brazil right now. I was watching an Instagram live with Giannis and Thanasis and a couple of guys. They're at a soccer game and they were going down to the locker room and Giannis was all giddy about it, as we have known Giannis to be at things like that. And then they posted a picture of Giannis in front of Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio, where he is holding his Bucks jersey. So then people were like, oh, well, you don't stand in front of the statue with a Bucks jersey unless you're telling people, I'm a Buck. Should we read into that, or is that just another circumstantial thing that, you know, you don't want to give too much weight to?
Yeah, I guess I don't give too much weight to
it. He's not going anywhere.
That's how I feel, Chu.
He's not going anywhere.
This is like a hopeful thing. Maybe this is a Rorschach test, right? You see what you want to see. But it sort of feels like they are dropping big old breadcrumbs that indicate Giannis' future is in Milwaukee, that he wants to stay in Milwaukee. He wants to be a member of the Milwaukee Bucks long-term going forward. And you're telling me, protect your heart.
No, I think that's, again, I've been banging that drum most of the offseason. 60-40 that he's staying. And the longer this goes, I probably become more.
Has it shifted that he's at all going down. With yeah, I mean, these as, recent things?
As we go deeper into the postseason, deeper into the offseason for most of these teams, yeah. And if there are a lot of teams out there that want to poke around and are like, oh, okay, it doesn't look like Giannis is going to be available. Now, some of these teams are going to make sure that he's not available before they dive into the Kevin Durant sweepstakes or anything like that. Giannis
you don't think there'll be a team out there? You don't think there's a San Francisco in the lurch with Rodgers?
I'm like, glad tries that he explained that, because I was like, the Warriors?
You know what I mean? Someone not even waiting for the conversation and just throwing a trade offer out there.
Well, right, yeah, but the Bucks aren't listening.
They're going to read the paper.
It has to come from Giannis, right?
Says who? If I'm
Says the Bucks.
So that'd be that has to be a conversation.
You don't think what's his name in San Francisco? Kyle Shanahan going behind LaFleur's back. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah. But
I'm like, just trying to what I'm trying to do is tick people off, because when I come transitioned from the Brewers to the Packers, someone got mad. So I'm trying to tick off some
I understand what you're doing.
Because the football rules the world. Please, come on.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand what I'm saying, though.
But, like, whatever team you want to, you know, throw out there, they call up they call up Horst.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to trade for Giannis. Cool, dude. Click. Like,
I'm just sending
John Horst is hanging up on people right now if they call. The Bucks are only trading Giannis if Giannis comes to them and says, I want to be traded.
I disagree.
That's the only way it's happening.
If I said, Gabe, how about $78,000 for your car? And you said you weren't selling it. You're like, oh boy.
But who has that package?
Well, also,
who has the
as much as I love my car,
metaphorical,
and I do enjoy. I love it's not the Giannis of cars.
That's a fair point.
I do want to clarify something, because there seems to be some questions about it on the Carbliss Talk and Text line and on the YouTube stream. Giannis wasn't wearing a Bucks jersey in the photographs, gang.
He was holding it up.
He was holding up a Bucks jersey.
What does that matter? I think that's...
I think it... I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, the fact that he was holding the Bucks
jersey...
Here's
why I will say it.
But also it would be weird if he was wearing his Bucks jersey in front of, like...
So I have a few people who have said he has to wear his Bucks jersey. He is still under contract. And my point is, why not take the picture wearing what
you're
wearing?
Hold on, you can wear whatever you want.
Listen, I'm saying,
yeah.
If he the Bucks jersey to me is only significant because he's holding it up. Take a picture wearing what you're wearing, pal.
It wasn't a team photo in front of
him. I think it's more significant that he's holding it instead of wearing it.
That's what I'm trying
to
say.
I'm with Jen. Yes.
I don't think you know what you're saying.
This time I do. This time I get it.
Let's not start peeling away the layers.
Josh is awful bossy today. Can everyone hear that, or is that just
that's
us?
That's just us. Okay. But that's because we have guests. We had to get out on time for Shefty.
Get some balls.
Trying to get out on time for our guy
so
here.
They can hear it.
Go to break for the love
okay,
of all
there you go.
Pure.
We're listening now.
You want me to leave again, don't you? Do you want me to go back to Florida?
Someone do the live read before I come in there and strangle you all.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mantality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what does that mean for you? It means if you're tired, groggy, you just don't have that energy to get through your day, those could all be signs of low testosterone. And that's where Mantality can help out. Mantality can help you out with that low testosterone with a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. They've helped me. They've been fantastic. So go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mantality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times.
I know.
Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
there was
I don't.
An incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electricity, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, man. Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs knows the weight of this gal's heart. Gabe, what did he bring me?
I mean, more than, a hat. Also knows the weight of Chewy's heart.
I know. He has not stopped stuffing his face.
He can't speak.
I got three.
He's got a few hats. He's got a new sub in front of him. Justin, what's Chewy eating over there?
He is eating our exclusive Summerfest sub called the Italian Stallion. So this year we're honoring our founder, Bill Specht, who passed last year. And one of his favorite subs was the Italian Special. So we were like, how can we jazz up the Italian Special? So it's got all the ingredients that the typical Italian Special has, but we added pepperoni and ham, mayo, and the hot pepper relish.
The hot pepper relish, it does it.
That yeah, is
that,
delightful.
That puts it over the top.
The heat of the pepper relish with the coolness of the mayo, it's just a great combo. So super excited to introduce that at Summerfest this year.
It's not the only thing that y'all are introducing at Summerfest, because I've got some shakes sitting here to my left. And explain to me what we got going on here, because I'm seeing a little, is that Fruity Pebbles? We got a little Fruity Pebble action happening here?
Yeah, we can't quite call it Fruity Pebbles, so we'll call it. So we're going to call them fruit-flavored crisp. Interpret that how you will. So it's a vanilla.
Can we call them Pootie Febbles?
Yes, there you go.
I don't know if that's the way you want to call it.
But this is a really fun, colorful shake for, you know, if you could see it. It's a vanilla gelato with an orange syrup in it, so it's got almost that sort of orange dream flavor.
It looks like Tampa Bay's creamsicles.
Yes, it does. And then it's got whipped cream. It's got the, what are we calling them?
Pootie Febbles.
Pootie Febbles. And then the kicker is we have an edible vanilla straw.
Oh.
It's called the Big Bang Shake.
It looks amazing. And you brought some little cups here so we all can try the Big Bang Shake.
What's the straw made out of? Noodle?
I don't know. It's vanilla something. You can eat it.
What
it's
do you mean
edible.
A noodle?
Well, what else are you going to make a straw?
What, you think you got masa choli?
A hollow spaghetti noodle.
Good
it's like candy, you know, like one of those, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a chocolate Pixie guy, sticks. So I don't eat. Yes, something like that.
Yeah. Cousin Subs back at Summerfest 2025, which, by the way, is next week already, which is awesome. Cousin's Subs stand is in the Miller Lite Oasis right across from the stage where you can get these specials and, of course, a long list of the favorites that get fan favorites that you can get at Cousin Subs. All right. A lot of other stuff going on. You guys are doing the party sub meal again. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have the 2-foot party sub right now for a limited time. That's just $39.99. But you can also add a party chip and a dozen cookies for $4.99 more. So we're going to be doing that through the end of this month. So if you're a party sub fan, please get out and order your party subs.
Well, we got summer parties, we got graduations, we got office lunches, you got any sort of get together when people are, you know, wanting to hang out outside, inside, whatever it is. $45 is an absolute steal for the party sub meal.
And you guys, one of my favorite things about Cousins is you guys celebrate your Wisconsin roots. And you're doing that once again with a Wisconsin tradition. Pull tabs. They're back at Cousin Subs.
Have you ever pulled a pull
I
tab
got them
in
day.
Lake Country too?
I got my tuna sub. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this is a baby of mine. I'm a big pull tab guy. I grew up in northern Wisconsin and going out to supper clubs with the family, and that was always a thing as a kid. Dad would throw some money in. We'd pull
supper
some pull
clubs.
Tabs.
Wink.
Yep. Yep.
We go to the same establishment. Okay? Some of them don't have food.
I was talking about my childhood.
Jesus, very clear.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, so the pull tab giveaway is going on right now through July 6th. The grand prize, if you get it, is a Cousin Subs for a year, but we have a ton of other prizes on there. And it's just you purchase a sub, you get a pull tab, and you pull and see if you win.
How many subs do you normally sell at Summerfest? The whole.
Oh, gosh.
Thousands?
I gotta be yes, in. Yes, I would say thousands. I know more what we do in dollars, which I'm not going to say right now. But
Gabe's got a car for sale.
But the translation, is
now
we
I'm
sell
selling.
A lot of
now I'm selling my car for Cousin Subs, or what are we doing here?
For Giannis. Sorry. I'm just so excited to be back here. I haven't seen
you
in a while.
You put a little bit of food in Chewy, and he just, it's like feeding a gremlin after midnight. I don't know what's going on over there.
He did get a little hyped up once that Italian Stallion got in him.
That's good.
Unbelievable. Well, you mentioned free subs for a year as a prize for your pull tabs as well. You guys do the free subs for a year sweepstakes here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. And you can sign up for it at cousinsubs.com/free subs. Today we are announcing another lucky winner. So drum roll, everybody. Let's go.
And the extended drum roll. Jamie Lizowski from Oak Creek.
Mizorowski.
I was going to say.
It's the triple. It's the hat trick.
Polish from the south side. Yeah. Go figure.
Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
He hasn't even tried. He hasn't even had the sugar in the shake yet.
No,
it's just
my goodness. I can't imagine. Make sure you do that after the show. I want to be responsible.
I might go on Ruby and Tosh. Keep this thing going.
It's like Buddy the Elf over there right now. My goodness.
Did you close the hideaway last night?
I haven't even been there yet. Okay. It's too damn cold.
Oh, he's 64? So soft. Justin, he's so soft now after spending like the last couple winters down in Florida. Like, he's complaining it's too cold up here.
Wait.
It's 80 degrees today.
I thought I heard a segment on the way down here where he was talking to you guys about being soft for the being living on the lake down here. Or did I misinterpret that?
Well, I mean, he's soft for a number of different reasons. Yeah, okay. I mean, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just thinks it's, like, he thinks 75 degrees is too cold.
I'm more of 82.
70, which today? 75 is just fine.
It's going to be warm today.
Giannis coming back?
Yes.
You feel very confident about that.
Yeah, I do.
Are you doing the things that we have been doing, which is collecting the data, putting it on the big board, connecting it with the strings and the push pins? Like, is that how you have come to this conclusion, or is this just mostly wishful thinking?
Probably wishful thinking, but I do think he's going to stay. I don't know. I just think it's home to him. It's just, I don't know. I'm sold on that. I just really believe that.
I want to be very clear. I was very convinced when you said yes so definitively, but now I'm sort of like, Justin doesn't know. He doesn't know.
It's a gut feeling. I don't have I don't have a deep explanation for it. It's just I just feel that this is home to him. It's where he's raised his family. I think he's embraced the city, and maybe I'm holding on to that as a fan, but I feel he's a guy who wants his legacy to be that he's with one team and he's not hopping all around.
And were you sad to see Jair go?
Yes, I like Jair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jair was, I judge how much I like a player on whether I would want to buy their jersey, and I wanted to buy Jair's jersey and I got it, and I have very few jerseys, and it was a tough run of injuries, and I understand it from both sides.
Is there a current player now you want a jersey of? Because now you got to replace the Jair in the rotation.
McKinney and Jacobs are great.
Okay.
Both great signings. Both great guys. Great leaders.
What's Golden? 16?
22.
20. Ooh, Doug Flutie, huh? 22 is odd.
It's a very odd number.
You know why he's 22?
Oh, no. Yeah. There was a story behind that, wasn't there?
22 guys got picked before him in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I mean, there's little Rodgers on him.
So, yeah, he was two in college, so he wanted two to be in there.
Oh, okay.
And then settled on 22, because two was an important number to him.
I got to see how that looks on him.
Not great.
I got to critique it.
Looks weird.
Looks weird. You mentioned a moment ago Giannis staying with one team for his entire career. That's something that Donald Driver did. You guys work with Donald Driver pretty closely. And Donald has this drive to win celebrity golf outing sweepstakes for the second year coming up. It says June 27th here. Fans can enter daily at cousinsubs.com/drive to win. What do we got going on here?
Yeah, so for this, you can enter to win daily, and then the grand prize winner will receive a VIP foursome in Donald's Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame golf outing on July 28th at the Brute Golf Course in Lake Geneva. It's an awesome event. Donald usually has some of his former teammates there. Jordy Nelson's been there a number of years. So it's just a great event, a great day to go out there and raise some money for charity and have some fun golfing. So go there and enter to win, and then you'll also get that meet and greet with Donald.
This is something that Gabe typically asks, so I'm stealing his thunder, but how's your golf game going this time of year?
Well, it's funny. I played with someone you know recently.
And how did it go?
The scramble went pretty well. Golf game is getting better. I just started picking up the game. I'm actually enjoying it quite a bit. And I don't know. I broke 100, so I'm happy.
That's pretty good.
You start. If you just picked up the game, that's always a good barrier to break first.
As someone who has golfed with someone I know, can you give me like a real scouting report? Because I only hear and I'm trying to figure out if this person that I know is actually good at golf. Or
he played pretty well. It sounded like he played pretty horrible a day or two before that. So he was pleased
golf,
with that.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yes. We finished 7 under. We should have probably been about 12 under in a scramble. So
does he pull the old when it's time to go to the clubhouse and call Jen? Yeah, I got 4 holes left. It's going to be about an hour.
I would love to play along with that narrative, but I will say I play with him a few times, and he's a saint on the course. He doesn't, he doesn't drink too many pops. He's pretty, okay. He's pretty chill.
He cares too much about his score.
Yeah, he's pretty chill.
I will tell you this, true. He has gotten away from anything like that because on the Find My, I can see when he's at the clubhouse and when he's on a fairway. You know what I mean? The Find My is very good.
That's dangerous.
They're on the fairway.
Forgot to charge my phone.
He did say I'm being tracked
morning.
Right now, and I didn't know what he meant.
Well, there it is. No breadcrumbs here. Let's just put it all out there. Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs. Always great to have you in studio. Cannot wait to dig into this sub that is going to be featured at Summerfest. And can you start divvying up the shit? Maybe we should take some pictures first. They look so cute with the Pootie Febbles on top. That's a tough one. Gabe won't embrace it every time I say it.
Well, because of the way it starts. I don't think you want that associated with food.
Pootie Febbles. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wrap up the show after this. Stick around.
You were listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally, yes. We figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report. And while they found that 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are actually in therapy. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It affects their families, their workplaces, their entire communities. That's why BetterHelp exists. They want to help people through the tough parts of their life. With over 35,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform. They've served more than 5 million people globally, and you could be next. Here's why. It is convenient. You join with the click of a button from your home. It fits into your busy life, and you can switch therapists at any time. We are all better with help. So visit betterhelp.com/timeout to get 10% off your first month today. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/timeout. Wow, my sandwich is fantastic.
I want the rest of it.
You only gave us half?
Yeah, I want whatever the rest of my sandwich is.
Is anyone going to try this this Big Bang
all
shake
right
here? Yeah, twist your arm type of thing?
What do you mean? Of course.
Well, I know, but I thought maybe that Justin would kind of...
I'm more interested in the straw.
Yeah, it's just, it looks like it's just like...
Yeah,
take a bite out
of
that sucker.
Well, but then you can't take a bite out of it. You want this one?
No, I'm good.
No, it's just candy.
Oh, is it really? Wow.
Is it a candy straw? Well, my kids would
love that.
Kids
will love that.
Yeah, exactly. This, but the thing is that I can't give this whole thing to my kids because then they'll pull the car home. You know, hypo from Saturday Night Live over here. I can give them maybe a little Dixie cup, maybe a little, like these are the things like you get the fluoride from the dentist, you know, the size of this cup.
That balances out the heat from the sandwich very nicely.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's real good.
And how's the candy on top?
I mean, it's just more decorative. You're not really getting it in the flavoring of the orange creamsicle that they've got with the,
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, that's very good, though.
Can Justin come by more often?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to have him come by, whatever it is, once every 3 months, but I could go for a Justin visit once a week.
I think he's afraid because I abuse him a little bit.
You do?
No, yeah. That's fair.
Why? What has he ever done to you?
I have a good time every time I see Justin on the lake.
Is he having as good of a time?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wait.
It's normally on a Sunday fun day.
If he's having a good time. When he sees you, does his good time increase or decrease?
Well, if I don't catch eyes with him, he usually skedaddles and goes the other way. But if I catch him, then it's too late because I've already bought him a drink.
Well, at least you're buying a drink, right? I think that's a good faith.
That's the price of admission for Chew. He buys him a drink. Now he can do all the things that we're talking about here on the show.
Yeah, but at least you're getting a free drink out of it.
What was it, like a year ago that you called him out for being at an establishment?
Yeah, I guess. I had a little vomit mouth there, I guess. But I got excited when I see him.
I guess that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to come with me to the ballpark tomorrow night?
Nope. That was almost as quick as... Is Giannis coming back? But I will watch it on TV.
Sure.
Gabe, you want to go to the ballpark on Thursday night?
I gotta see when we're doing GKW.
Okay.
I don't know if we're recording early or late.
You could maybe move it in order to get out to the ballpark for his major league debut.
I mean, it's not just me on the show. I've got to check with my co-host.
Ask them if they want to come.
One of them's in Chicago. One of them's in Florida.
Gabe will be glued to the set, I'm sure, with the U.S. Open going on.
Yeah, we got that going on tomorrow too. Yeah.
Yeah. No chance.
But by that time, Mizorowski's, you know, that debut will take precedent.
Yeah.
Starts at 7. US Open to be over by that.
Oh, it might be a 6 o'clock start. I have to check on that. Thursday night might be 6 o'clock. I'm not sure.
Who are they playing?
Is this Atlanta? My 75% thing?
You're burping into the microphone.
Oh, well, that's because of the sandwich. So blame Cousin Subs for that. Burp.
Joshy, did you get goods or no?
I did, yes.
6:40, first pitch tomorrow.
I got my swag here, and my sub's just right next to you.
What about Mr. Clean there behind you? Did he get anything?
He
or
got
no?
kicked out of the club.
He did?
Okay. Which I'm sure makes you happy.
That's Ashton, everybody. At some point, can we have Ashton on the show to talk about his big promotion and how he's leaving us?
Yeah, what a turncoat.
Ashton, your thought. You have a microphone there, actually. Let me just turn it on.
Oh, this is what we're doing? No. We need more than a minute.
Yeah, see ya. I'm out.
Deuces.
I think Ashton is excited about his...
He's leaving.
I would like Josh to do it. Josh, do it for me, actually.
Wait. So you have to translate now for Ashton? Like, I have to translate for Chewy?
As his counsel, I don't think he's losing any sleep over not dealing with you three anymore.
Why, just because we got Adam Schefter to say GD this morning?
Yeah, in fairness, that was a highlight of my day so far. So I don't know. Take it for what you want.
What? We had so many good moments on the show, Ashton. Well,
another great one was 3 minutes ago when Gabe took a bite of the straw, but off camera because he just doesn't know where the camera is.
Yeah, that's classic Gabe.
No, the only reason he's not losing sleep anymore is because he doesn't have to wake up at the ungodly hour to produce the show.
That's true. I do still have to wake up early because I'm going to be driving to Madison. So
we're going to get into this later with Ashton. But for now, Joshy, you got some business to attend to.
For your next big event, Noble Catering has to be your first call. Southeastern Wisconsin's premier craft caterer, preferred by over 30 venues in the area. And coming into the spring of 2026, Noble's new headquarters, Brixton's Turn, a 400-person event venue located in the heart of Bayview's Harbor District. And last, but certainly not least, check out the stunning Riverfront Bar inside the Associated Bank River Center Vault, a perfect summer spot before a night out in the town or a ball game, featuring happy hour specials, a menu, tremendous flatbreads, and even a raw bar. And, of course, an incredible view of the Milwaukee River.
Will Dean Tausch is next on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.